You're listening to SBS News.
If Florida is America's retirement home, the Villages is its capital. A planned community for seniors that looks like a movie set. Residents cruise perfectly manicured streets on golf carts, the preferred mode of transportation. Most are retired, the vast majority are white. It's very much Trump country. Making a convoy of 50 or so carts decorated with Joe Biden signs an unusual sight. The seniors behind the wheel tell us they're riding with Biden, the Democratic resistance in a Republican stronghold, no longer afraid to speak their minds. Peggy Shearer coordinated this golf cart convoy. A former Republican, she and her husband moved to the Villages a year ago and found her new political preference came at a cost.
We were very welcomed and we were invited to parties. And then once people saw our Facebook pages, we were ostracized. We weren't invited anymore. I mean, that's how it is.
And that's sad, isn't it?
It is sad. It's very sad. Yeah. And, you know, we thought, and it's like, I just don't understand it. You know, I've never been political before. I've never demonstrated before. I've never been so scared for America before.
The normally peaceful atmosphere in the Villages has changed in recent months. One particularly unpleasant incident between rival supporter groups made global headlines. The video of the clash in the town square was shared by the president on Twitter. Biden supporters like Phyllis were appalled.
Inside, I'd like to rip every sign away. Outside, ignore them. I won't even look at them because I don't want to give them the energy. Yeah. And I just can't believe that the seniors really, these are smart people here, good people, generally.
Joe Biden isn't going to win the Villages, but it's a very different situation statewide. In 2016, Donald Trump enjoyed a 17-point advantage with elderly voters in Florida. This year, polls suggest he's tied with the Democrat. It's why Republicans have had to up their ground game here. If the election was decided on noise alone, it would be a landslide win for Trump. But the president has a pandemic problem. COVID-19 has claimed nearly 16,000 lives in Florida. Most of the victims have been elderly. The administration's response has infuriated many. Ed says Trump's comments regarding masks and the risk to the public have been abhorrent.
Oh, it's terrible, and the lies and misconceptions are damaging to the country as a whole. So it's just irresponsible and wrong.
Yet many Trump fans don't blame the president. Jennifer Saltness will still be voting for the Republican.
Who could have done it better? Who do you think could have done it better? I think he's a miracle man. Seriously, he's gotten more done for this country. He's gotten us back up into power again. So that's why I'm so pro-Trump.
Still, the Trump campaign is trying not to focus on the pandemic. Instead, they're asking residents who they trust to keep the stock market soaring. John Calandro leads the local Republican Party office.
Most of us are living off of retirement plans that we were able to develop over our working lifetime. And a lot of that is still invested in the market. It's really important to seniors that the economy is doing well. And on all those things, I think the president gives very high marks.
Politics in Florida is always colourful and election results are always close. These seniors moved here to relax and enjoy their retirement. But until November 3rd, they'll be in their decorated golf carts chasing down every last vote. In the Villages, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.